Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 May 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. Now, do me that. We got two special guests tonight. We're going to talk to Pastor Otto Pulaski here for about a half hour or so. Then we're going to talk to his son. We'll tell you about that in a minute also. Before I do that, though, I would like to ask prayer requests for one individual. Y'all may remember back some time ago, a year or so ago, I had a gentleman on the program named David Arthur. He was a homosexual, a sodomite, and he come to Christ, supposedly, and gave his life to Christ, was testifying about salvation in Christ, and even his body being healed from AIDS when he turned from his wicked ways to Christ. He told us how he repented. It took him months just to repent of all his sins and get that out of his heart and system. I'm asking him prayers for Dave Arthur. Dave went back into that lifestyle. He's now advocating the fact that he was born that way, and God made everybody that way, and he had no choice. Now, this is according to Coach Dave Dobemar, who knows him and lives near him. So please keep David in your prayers. My mind is, according to Romans chapter 1, he's given over to reprobate mind. And, folks, I'll tell you this very quickly. If you're living in a sexually perverted lifestyle, you're in danger every heartbeat of being given over to reprobate mind. And I urge you, if you have any conscience left, do you have any inkling left that you're living in something that you have to get out of, and you feel unclean, you feel dirty, and degraded because of it, come to Christ while you still can. Now, please, folks, I'm telling you that because I care. If you're in this lifestyle, don't play with it, because quickly you're given over to reprobate mind. I understand that in Hebrews chapter 10 also, that once you count the blood of the covenant wherewith you were sanctified, nothing, you just trampled under your foot. Folks, that's very dangerous. Your punishment is worse than those that who were found guilty under the old law. This is Bible, and I'm warning you. Please pray for David, and maybe it's not too late. If you're involved in this lifestyle, I know you're nice somewhere in this world. Somebody that said broadcast is involved in that lifestyle. They want to call gay, but it's not gay. It's sexual perversion. It's evil. It's corrupt. It's filthy. And it'll turn you over to Satan with a mind that cannot be healed. Please keep that in mind. Now, I don't have any special this month. I just mentioned we still have the sugar to fiber. We have the Strauss products. We have Cartivite. We have vitamin mouthwash and toothpaste. All these products are still here. We have about 8 or 10 bottles of the REM sleep left. And folks, once it's going forever, as far as I know. It's available. So if you want any of the things, call us at 800-777-4403 or 304 846-4448. And I will mention one more thing. On this past Saturday Bible study, if you watched it, you know we had a lady on the name of Melina, who's from Czechoslovakia, escaped back in the 70s under Russian from Russian rule. Powerful, powerful testimony. Field making copies of that, or my producer making copies of that to offer anybody who wants it on DVD or CD. Your choice, $10.50 either way. If you have, if you want to hear somebody's first first-hand witness, what it's like to live in a communist dictatorship, and warnings of where America is right now, right on the verge of going right into this, down the same path right now as we speak. And Klaus Schwab said, by 2030, you're going to own nothing and be happy. That's what the communists did in Czechoslovakia. Come in a little bit at a time, took over the country right down to the chickens. You couldn't have more than 10 chickens. If it took any more than that, they'd confiscate them. Now, folks, I'm telling you the truth. This video or audio, your choice, 1050, of Melina telling her story, you don't want to miss that, folks. It's available. Make copies. Give it to your friends. You're not copyrighted. Share it with your family. If you want a copy of the DVD or CD, you just let us know. We'll get a copy out to you, okay? Now, our guest tonight, again, is Pastor Arthur Pulaski. And I'm going to read something very quickly about him. Pastor Arthur, my friend, is a absolute hero of the cross. He has paid a hellish price for his faithfulness to Christ. He's been in jail, been tormented, been all manner of things done this man because he took a stand. Well, he'd been before many judges and beat all the raps, so to speak. He was found innocent of all of these things, except for the last one. Judge finds Pastor Arthur Pulaski guilty of violating Alberta's Critical Infrastructure Defense Act. He'll explain that to us in a minute, but I'm going to read this brief article to you. The verdict is in, and Pastor Arthur Pulaski has been found guilty by a judge for violating Alberta's Critical Infrastructure Defense Act. Pastor Arthur became the first person charged and now convicted on this piece of provincial legislation originally drafted in the aftermath of railway and pipeline protests in the early portion of 2020. The Critical Infrastructure Defense Act charges come after Pastor Arthur Pulaski delivered a passionate sermon. How dare he deliver a passionate sermon? Oh, my. Anyway, to a group of truckers and their supporters who were blockading the Canadian-U.S. border crossing the Coots. Officials alleged this speech put the outspoken critic of COVID-19 lockdowns and mandates in violation of the act, a viewpoint the judge agreed with. What damnable insanity. The folks, that's what he's facing. And believe me, Americans are going to face it, and already are in some cases, if not already facing. They're going to in the very near future. Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Thank you so much for having me on your radio again.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my brother, and I'm honored to have you. I truly mean that. I wish you were not so far away. I'd like to buy you a hamburger and shake your hand, get to know you a little better. But miles separate us, and that's just all we can say about that. But I know that we don't have time to go back over and cover all of your history with your stand against the tyranny in Canada. We're facing a lot of the same thing here in America. It's going to get a whole lot worse. But you have been to court. How many times were you arrested altogether?
So I was arrested 16 times, over 340 citations, and over 120 court cases so far. Court of Appeals, criminal courts, provincial, Queen's Bench, you name it, I was subjected to it. It's a total craziness. It's a totalitarian police state. Canada doesn't exist anymore. We're talking about
yes,
China behind the Iron Curtain. I don't know if you saw what this traitor to Canada, Justin Trudeau Castro, as I call him, did. He removed the crosses from the crown. So now he's going to be replacing all of our symbols around the world to eradicate, to remove, to wipe out any and all references to the Bible, the cross, all across our nation. He is evil, devil, antichrist, and is doing everything in his power to destroy the history, and the foundation that this country was built upon. So, going to the charges, I was asked by the truck convoy to come to them and deliver a church service to give them hope, to bring a worshiper to sing some hymns. So that's exactly what I did. I've done a number of those church services for them, telling them to stand up for their rights, God and state given rights, standing up on the Bible, not to lose hope. That's what I was telling them. Don't lose hope. I reminded them about solidarity movement, what the Polish people did, how they broke down this tyranny from the Soviet boot and liberated Europe, where the Berlin Wall went down and the Iron Curtain was broken. So that's what I said to the truckers and the farmers. Hold your line, stand strong, don't quit. We had a Lord's Supper, we were singing hymns, we were singing national anthem, and we prayed with each other, and I did a 19-minute sermon. That sermon was on trial on February. The Crown Prosecutor accused me of causing Canadians over $400 million worth of damages because of that sermon. He said, comparing my sermon to Rwanda genocide, he said that I was inciting people to commit acts of violence. I was, according to him, I was telling people to murder police officers. It was total insanity. One witness. I know, it's crazy. Not one witness was called. The whole trial was based on what I said, word by word. This was the first time in the history of Canada where a sermon was on trial without any witnesses. And that lasted 2 days between the lawyers, what he meant, what he said, what he was talking about. The judge eventually on Tuesday, so just a few days ago, found me guilty on all charges, including double jeopardy. I am charged for the same offense with two different laws at the same time, which is a total insanity. So think about it. I was charged with inciting mischief. The judge said that every person that participated in a truck convoy was guilty of a criminal offense. Therefore, when I was there, telling them to hold the line, standing strong, I was also a criminal. So I am the first Canadian in the history of this country that was actually not just charged, but convicted on inciting mischief. This has never been done before. Also, I am the first Canadian in the history of this country to be charged and now convicted with interfering with the crucial infrastructure under the Defense Act. So this is an insanity on steroids. This is, the justice system has never seen something like this before. All the lawyers said, the biggest lawyers in the country said, there's no way I can be convicted, and yet I was convicted on all the charges. So I'm facing 10 and a half years of imprisonment. We filed a constitutional challenge, so this will be heard first. So there is still hope for the justice system to prevail. We're going to hear constitutional arguments. If we fail, then the judge is going to render his sentencing. And like I said, I'm facing years of imprisonment for my sermon to the truckers and farmers. And then we're going to appeal that decision to the Court of Appeals. So that's pretty much, in a nutshell, a summary of what happened, which is absolute craziness. The only time you hear about stuff like this or you see stuff like this is in documentaries about China, North Korea, Russia, sure, you know, Saudi Arabia, a totalitarian countries.
So I know you said you already got a suit started to see for the constitutional violation of constitutional rights here. But have any, and I ask this question every program, have any other pastors that did not stand with you before stepped forward now to stand with you in this case?
No, I have few pastors from my circle. So my friends, I got few of them. They are with me. If it comes to the pastors outside, no one. Pretty much no one is, not the one from outside of my circle. Maybe they're hiding. Maybe they're scared that that's what is going to happen to them if they get involved. But I said that to Canadians, Americans, and also the clergymen. I said, they came for me. Be sure of it. It's just a matter of time. They're going to come after you as well.
That's true.
I am a canary in a mine. I am your tester, a barometer of what's really going on. They came for me because I am very vocal. I am on the front lines. But when I'm down, no one, there was the shield of protection for you is going to be taken away. Are you going to go down as well? And it seems they don't understand the concept. I think Canadian people have not lived through tyranny before. They have no idea what we're dealing with.
That's true. For same them, thing here. Same thing. You know, same thing here in the States. People are lazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, for them to a notion that the government actually wants to murder you and your children, the notion that the government works against you, not for you, wants to rob you and steal everything you have, it's so foreign, it's so crazy that they automatically deny it. But for a people like me, you know, like listen to my accent, I grew up in hell behind the Iron Curtain. For me, an idea of a government that wants to hurt you is a normal thing. I grew up watching government hurting people every single day. So for me to understand what is happening is just a simple repetition of history. I've seen this movie before. We must change the script. So I think a lot of people need to hurt before they will realize what's really going on. And that's what you see with all those jobs, you know, those experimental drugs being given to people, the destruction of the middle class, the elimination of businesses. More and more Canadians are hurting. I was told by a friend of mine, a banker, that 25% of Canadians are going to lose their homes within the next few years. So when that happens, when the economy collapses and the fiat currency and all the craziness is going to happen, I think more and more people will be awakened. But in the meantime, well, it's very bad, and unfortunately, a lot of people will have to hurt before they're going to realize that they, the villains, the elites, are not stopping. After all, they told you publicly that you will own nothing, you will be eating bags and crickets, and you will be riding on a bicycle while they are flying private jets, eating, you know, the best Japanese steaks and driving their SUVs. So if people are not seeing this and they are not hearing this, if they refuse to understand of what's really going on, well, they're going to be hurting. And that's what worries me, because a lot of people will die.
Oh, yes, I have no doubt. No doubt. I had a lady on the broadcast a week or two ago and on a Bible study this past weekend named Melina. She escaped from Czechoslovakia. She told how it happened in Czechoslovakia and how they come in very slowly at first, and took away a little bit here, a little bit there by law. And the people said, what's the law? We got to obey. Before when they finally woke up, they had nothing left. This is happening in Canada. This is happening also in the U.S., Pastor Arthur. And we're seeing the destruction of our nations morally first. Both of our nations are morally bankrupt. And that's one of the first things that must happen to bring a people to its knees. It's making me moral so that they're afraid. They don't know what to do. They'll trust anything. So you've been arrested. You've now been found guilty of preaching a sermon encouraging men to stand for what's right. That's what boils down to, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. During my 19-minute speech, I didn't say anything that should be rendered dangerous or wrong or illegal, unconstitutional. Everything I said was protected by our Constitution. However, just like you January 6th people, it doesn't matter. The totalitarian regime is not stopping. They have their agenda. They're forwarding it.
That's true.
Left and right. And people like you and me, we're standing on their way. We are the trumpets. We are the watchmen on the wall. We are trying our best to awaken the masses. So when they see us, they see danger, because more and more people are being awakened. So they are doing everything in their power to eliminate people like you and me. And that's why here in Canada, you're still better off in the United States of America. We are truly living behind the Iron Curtain right now under the boots of the Chinese, because our Prime Minister Castro loves the Chinese dictatorship. He said it publicly many times. So we are in a big trouble. Now the next step is elimination of the middle class, and that's what they're doing as we speak. When that's done, they control food, they control the food production. It's like a playbook. I mean, There is on Netflix, there is this documentary, How to Become a Tyrant. And I'm telling you, when you watch it, your eyes will be open. You will say, that's exactly what I saw in the past 3 years. They're just flipping another page and they're implementing a playbook. This is how you do it if you want to become a tyrant. And that's exactly what they're doing to us and to our children. I said many times to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, that if you don't want to stand up, okay, fine. But stand up, if not for yourself, stand up for your children and your grandchildren. Because what kind of a nation they're going to have when those tyrants are going to finish us off? I mean, today we're making a decision. Today we're deciding what kind of future we're going to pass on to the next generation. Your children, your grandchildren, what are they going to have? It starts today with your decision. And like I said to Americans when I was touring your beautiful nation, I said, whose land is this? Because if it belongs to Obamas and Clintons and all those psychopaths, well, then fine, let them do whatever they want. But if this is your country, if this is your land, then rise up, stand up, and fight for it.
Amen. Amen. I'm afraid, brother, that there are not many pastors in our country either that stand for the truth. There are a few. But not many at all. They seem that they don't know what's going on, or they're willfully ignorant of it. So your next step, you have a suit on to try the constitutionality of the law that convicted you. When will this get started, and how long will it take?
Well, that's the bummer in this story, because I am still on house arrest. When I gave that sermon, and I was taken to prison, kept in solitary confinement, kidnapped, put in metal cages, in all those different crazy places that we shared on your show before, I was released on very strict conditions on house arrest. So I am on house arrest over a year right now for giving a sermon to Canadians. I mean, this is how insane this story is. So my lawyer said that it can be a half a year, it can be a year, and if the Constitution will not save me, then I will be sentenced, and then we have to appeal the whole, the whole trial. So this can take 5 years, it can take 10 years.
Oh, my. And you could be in jail while this is being appealed. So when you say you're in a house arrest, does that mean that you can't leave the house at all?
I cannot leave my house from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So I am on 12-hour house arrest. And the only way I can go out is if I get a written permission from my probation officer.
And by the way, how does he treat you?
You know, it has not been bad. I mean, she's very fair at this moment. I don't know why. Maybe because I became a politician now. I have been elected, and I have my own political party called Solidarity Movement of Alberta, which is giving us a little bit more a bigger platform,
yeah,
if you will. So maybe they're afraid that I'm going to make a scene, or I don't know. But so far, so good. So when I ask if there's something that I need to do, she gives me the permission to do it. But this is not the way to live. I mean, being subjected to like a little kid, you know, five-year-old kid that has to be at home by 7 p.m., it's horrible. But while it is what it is, I pray to God many times, not my will, but thy will. God, I don't understand why. You know, we always have those whys, but God, you know all the whys. So here I am, Lord, use me. And if I can be useful to you in this capacity, then so be it. If my imprisonment, if my hurting awakens more people and saves more lives, then so be it. If Joseph knew that his 13 years of imprisonment and slavery is going to literally save millions of people, I think he would gladly do it.
Of course, of course. You know, and you made a very good point there. When you're going through these trials, just as when Paul was stoned, I'm sure he didn't enjoy that and won't do it again the next day. That wasn't the point of it. It was part of God's will in his life. He's ready to accept it and go with it. And he did. And because of him, me, the people have come to know Christ. But so what's, so what, how can we help? What can we do to help? And our little bit of ability to help, what can we do to help?
Well, you can pray for God's will to be manifested in our lives. Pray for the will of God in our, you know, of our enemies. You can support us by, of course, donating. You can go to www.streetchurch.ca. We still feed thousands of people on the streets of Calgary. We meet six times a week, every single week. We have three times outdoor church and three times indoor. You can e-transfer using ART, A-R-T, at streetchurch.ca. So I always say to people, there's always a way. If you want to help, you can help. There are always ways to help. If you physically cannot come and help, then you can send a little bit of something. But everyone can do something. So pray, chip in, help. Don't forget about us. Because if we fall, remember, if Canada completely falls, you're next. There will be absolutely nothing stopping from you know, those evil people attacking you. I mean, we have the biggest border between you and Canada. So it's very important that Canadians can survive this crazy communist, socialist, fascist attack on our lives. And we need Americans. We need your help. I mean, I hear this left and right. If Americans will not come to the rescue, there is actually a movement right now that is being sending SOS to America because we are in distress. We are in trouble. Come and help us because we don't know what else we can do. So, well, it is what it is. We are standing strong. I guess sometimes you have to be willing to go through the fire. In the fire, God sets you free. In the fire, he deals with your enemies. In the fire, he shows up and makes you a testimony, and that's where your elevation is. So we are in the fire right now, and we're waiting for God to elevate us and to set us free.
Please text me the information, whether you send donation, the online or by mail. I have the address already, but text to me again. I'm going to put it up on our website and mail it, send it out to our mailing list. So please text me the information on how to send it by mail and by PayPal, whatever. Please do it for me so I can get that out to you right away. And Pastor, I don't know what else to say. Now, very quickly, introduce your son. He's coming up. Tell us who your son is. He's going to join us on the air. Who is your son and what do you do?
So I already texted you his telephone number.
Right,
he's waiting for your call. So Nathaniel just finished university, criminology. He's going to become a lawyer. He is the young man that went viral for standing against the drag queen story, the sexualization, grooming of our children, and also Josh Alexander. So they're doing things together right now. And he's standing very strong, being the witness for the young generation.
All right. Well, you tell him to call me in a couple minutes. And thank you, Pastor Arthur. I love you, my friend. I'm proud of you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right, folks, back at the break. We're going to talk to Nathaniel. Oh, my, another good testimony. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. And by the way, the phone lines are down tonight, so we cannot take any phone calls. Let you know, if you're trying to call in, you're not getting through, the phone lines are down. And I apologize for that, but we'll do our best to get the information out to you and everything, every way you possibly can. Our next guest tonight is someone I've never met before. I didn't know he was going to be on with me tonight until his daddy told me in the first one of the program tonight that his son's going to join us in the second half hour. His name is Nathaniel. Nathaniel is following his daddy's footsteps. He's getting in trouble already with the law because he dares to stand for the truth and oppose evil. And we're seeing the fallout, if you will, of a righteous man standing for the truth and what's happening around him to his friends. Nathaniel, are you there?
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, you sound like your daddy. You all must be related. But anyway, it's good to have you tonight, son. Now, I want you to please make yourself at home, okay? I'm nobody special. I'm just a servant of God just like you are, trying to do our best to warn the people and try to blow the trumpet and let them know we're in a mess and our nation's going to hell, and people that don't stand against this evil are going to be partakers of it, whether they like it or not. But tell the folks a little bit about Nathaniel. Who are you? What are your plans for your life? Just give us an idea of who you are.
Yeah, so my name is Nathaniel. I'm 23 years old. I recently graduated with a degree in criminal justice, and I'm looking at going into law because my dad needs an in-house lawyer with all the problems he's had. Recently I've had my own struggles because I decided that I was going to oppose the drag show and the story hour for minors because they're publicly funded events in Canada. So I decided I was going to oppose that because, well, it's wrong.
And how long have you been? I know you've been backing your daddy. I know you've been staying with your daddy. Obviously, you and your mommy and the whole family has. But how long have you been active in trying to fight this type of evil?
Well, my whole life I've been seeing this. I've been participating in protests long before COVID, but that was just because, you know, my family, so I kind of had to do that stuff. But during university, I wanted to get through it kind of under the radar. With my last name, I knew I'd be a target, so I tried to get through it without raising any suspicions as to who I am or what I stand for. However, because of COVID, halfway through my degree, they made me make a choice. It was either I continue my education or I bend to their wills and their draconian measures and rules and laws. And I decided, well, I have to stand up. This is wrong, and I have to oppose this. So I took a stand at my university, and they threatened to kick me out. And I said, well, if you got to kick me out, then so be it. But I'm going to take you down with me. I'm going to sue you. And the person who was threatening me, the dean or whatever, was threatening to kick me out, said, well, I welcome all legal action against the university. I said, no, you don't understand me. I'm going to sue you personally because you're the one who's discriminating against me because of my religious beliefs, because of my free speech and my stance, my opinions. And that sort of freaked them out. And that's what all tyrants really fear, is being accountable personally. So the next day or the next week, I guess, he gave me a religious exemption so that I could continue and finish my degree. Sort of when I started to get active. Was halfway through my degree.
And were there any more repercussions about that while you were still in school?
Well, they made me finish a lot of it online, like I was some, plague or second class citizen. Right. So I couldn't do it in person, but at least I got to finish my degree. And I finished last summer. And now I decided, there's other stuff that came up, which is, this radical gender ideology in schools and public libraries. So I just felt like I had to stand up against that because it's just so wrong what they're doing and indoctrinating children. So I took a stand against that recently.
So did anyone else in your school stand with you? Any other students stand beside you?
Very few. There was a handful of us, but most of them not as vocal, not as willing to pay the price. No one really wants to lose anything. So there was very, very few of us. But now I'm seeing more and more young people, I think, are starting to have enough of this. All this craziness, this garbage is being shoved down our throats on every angle. Media, Hollywood, TV, the government's pushing it, the society is just shoving this down our throats, and I think we're starting to have enough of it. So more and more young people are starting to have enough. I mean, in Ontario, there was that high school student who got suspended and expelled and then arrested just because he said that there's two genders.
And by the way, that was in a so-called Catholic Christian school, was it not?
Yes, exactly. It was in a Catholic Christian school. So that shows the level of, that they're not very Christian.
Amen. Amen to that. And I definitely want to talk to him as soon as possible. So you saw what was coming down for the children. And now, by the way, by the grace of God, some states in our country have passed laws against these sexual deviants performing before our children. They're starting to stop a lot of it. Some states are telling men can't use women's bathrooms and vice versa. There'll be some kickback here. Thank God for that. We need more of it. And we need it done more with authority and, if necessary, force to make it happen. People don't want to hear that, but I can't change the Bible. God frowned on that. Now, there's a death penalty combined to that. But anyway, how long ago did you start seeing this come together and decide you want to stand up?
So this became prevalent in the last few months when these drag shows started happening. And our taxpayer dollars, our tax money is going to fund these events. So every public library that has this event gets $130,000 in my city of taxpayer money, and we don't have a say in this. So we saw what's going on, and there was one pastor who took a stand against this, and he was arrested several times for opposing that. He spent some time, a couple weeks in prison.
And by the way, what did he do to be arrested? What did he have to do to be arrested?
So he went inside one of these events and started preaching inside. So it's a public library. He went inside there, and they arrested him for causing a disturbance just because he started preaching the Bible and reading the Bible, just preaching inside this library. So they arrested him for causing a disturbance and mischief. And then they arrested him several times after for breaking his bail condition because he went back outside of these libraries after he was released. And he kept protesting against them. So while he was in jail, I decided, I'm going to, as a student body, as youth, we're going to oppose this. So me and a few youth decided we're going to put on an event and oppose this. But before this happened, our mayor of a city of 1.5 million decided to pass a law, an unconstitutional law, that states you're not allowed to protest against drag queen story hours within 100 meters of this facility that's doing this event. So even though it's a public library and I'm on public sidewalk exercising my rights, my God and state-given rights to protest, to peacefully protest and speak freely and use my religious beliefs, this mayor passed this law. So we were outside within 100 meters of this drag event that was going on for ages 0 to 8-year-old children. So these grown men are dressed as women in provocative clothing reading to children. And who knows what kind of books they're reading. I've seen some of them, and they are very explicit. Some of them are normal books, but just the fact that they're doing this is still confusing.
Absolutely.
And indoctrinating children.
It is. It's
so condoned. Yeah, so we decided we were going to oppose that, so we started protesting this, and so the law states you're not allowed to protest within 100 meters of this event, but Antifa showed up, so these LGBT activists, they were protesting our event. So we were there with speakers preaching and reading the Bible, and these counter-protesters were protesting us, and the police decided that they were going to enforce this law, but not on them, on us. Only because we're the ones that's protesting what the mayor deems is her, golden cow, if you will. And, so we were targeted, me and my friend. He was charged right there and then. He got he was detained and briefly and written up a charge, summoned to court. And because we made a ruckus about it, we got in the face of the police officers with the cameras and we said, why are you doing this? You're breaking your oath. What's wrong with you? Just following orders is not an excuse. You're doing something wrong. You're breaking the Constitution. And because we were very upfront with the police, and they said, well, we're not going to, they said, I'm being charged as well, but they're not going to issue me the charge right there because they don't want to be part of my propaganda video. So they said they'd come to my home later on and issue these charges after the detectives have a look at them. But it's been several weeks now, and they haven't come to my home, so I'm not sure if maybe they realized I have the same address as my father and they didn't want to risk another viral video going around of him chasing them away or what, but they haven't come to issue me charges just yet. But I was briefly detained. The police took me to the side and told me that they were going to charge me.
So when the first gentleman you talked about that was arrested several times, was anybody standing with him or was he by himself?
He was with several others, but he was by himself when he was arrested. So he went in there.
Well, why was he chosen? Why was he chosen? Because he had a court order against him?
So the first time he was arrested, no. He's just a pastor, and because he's very vocal about this, what they do is they usually choose the most, to make an example out of someone.
The most outspoken
person, they'll choose them to make an example. And because he was the most outspoken about this drag queen story hour, and he went in there and started preaching during this event, they decided he was going to be the target to set an example so no one else will oppose this. And then after that, he was released, and he went back outside this event during another story hour, but he was outside, but they said he was breaking his bail conditions because in his bail conditions, it states you're not allowed to be within however many meters of a drag event, just like the law that was passed later. So it was just a targeted thing.
Well, are the people as a whole in the city standing with y'all or just ignoring you?
Well, there's a remnant. There's a remnant of Christians that are with us, but the majority of people seem very apathetic to this. They just don't care, or Christians are, I don't know. I mean, the Christians in this country are quite pathetic. Only a handful of people are standing up against this, being vocal like the Bible tells us to be, and most of them were very complicit when this whole COVID madness was happening. They did the bidding of the government. So, the state of Christianity in Canada is very, very sad. I think it's going to take a lot more to wake this church up because it's crazy to see them just allowing this to happen. But more and more people are starting to wake up to this and support.
Well, it's just about bad down here. Now, when you were arrested, were you the only one arrested?
Yes, me and my friend. So in there's a video on YouTube I put out of this whole encounter. We're outside the library. We're preaching and reading the Bible. And FIFA is, the LGBT activists are screaming in our faces, protesting us, which is actually breaking that law. But because the police is just going to enforce this and persecute against Christians, they did not enforce this law on them. They chose me and my friend who are organizing this event and took us to the side and charged us.
And when they arrested you, what was the charge you told you right on the spot?
So that law that the mayor passed, that you're not allowed to protest within 100 meters of a drag event.
Okay, so they actually just, that's what they used for an excuse to do that. And how long were you in jail?
So we weren't arrested, technically. We were detained. So they just took us to the side. They said, you're being detained. And what they do sometimes, if they don't want to make a spectacle of it, they'll just take you to the side. You're being, ceremonially detained, and then they just write the charge, and then they release you immediately. So I wasn't put in handcuffs, but I was detained because I asked the police, am I free to go? Am I being detained? They said, you're being detained and charged. So it was like an arrest, but they didn't want to make a spectacle out of it because it exposes the police for who they are and that they're just doing the bidding of a corrupt mayor in not enforcing this equally and fairly, that there's a double standard.
Well, so were the cops at all sympathetic with you, or were they just totally on the side of the
They were
laws?
Completely on the side. In fact, on the video, and it's on YouTube posted, the father of my friend, he was present, and he asked one of the officers, are you just here to enforce the bidding of this mayor? Like, why aren't you enforcing this equal? You're just doing the bidding of this corrupt mayor. And three times that police officer answered yes. He said, he was like, the father was very confused. He's like, really? You're just doing the bidding of the mayor? He's like, yep. So they're not even hiding it. They're just following orders. They're sold out.
So what's the next step for you?
Well, we're going to, my friend is going to appear in court. I'm still waiting on my charges, so I'm not sure if they withdrew them or what's going on there. I'm waiting. My friend, his court appearance will be in July, and we're fighting this. I mean, it's an unconstitutional law, so they can't do this. I mean, it's completely illegal what they're doing, but they're doing it in the name of the law because they're tyrants.
And are any other of the churches standing with you? I know very few stood with your daddy. How many stand with you?
None. I mean, there's our church that supports us wholly, but the mainstream churches in the city, they won't even say a word.
So they turned their back on you completely and walked away from you and left you on your own. None of them offered to help you financially or in any other way.
No, not at all. I mean, we have one media source called Rebel News.
Oh yeah.
Here in Canada, they're a conservative media source. So they're offering to help in some ways, but other than them, the Christians are just—they're not really helping, though.
Oh, Nathaniel, I'm so sorry. 23-year-old young man, I have a friend of mine who works with Liberty Council here in this state. His name is Jonathan Alexander. His dad's a preacher in Massachusetts. He became a lawyer because he knew one day he had to defend his daddy. Well, that's what you become a lawyer for. You saw it coming. You decide you're going to do this to help to fight your daddy, for your daddy, of course, but also other people in the same situation.
Yeah.
So, by the way, are you able to practice law now, or you just graduated?
So I graduated with an undergrad, a bachelor's in criminal justice, and I applied to law schools, so I'm waiting to hear back. With my last name, it's a little more complicated because they like to discriminate against Christians, especially the most vocal ones. But I'm waiting to hear back, so hopefully I'll get into law school. That's another 3 years. But my life's in God's hands, so his will.
Of course. Hey, man. Now, are you a married young man or single?
No, I'm single.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I mean, you have to have a strong wife stand with you. I'm sure you, if you had one, she would. But, you know, I don't want to tell you, Nathaniel, I mean, I don't want to say to you, you're cut out of the same cloth your daddy is. You have no backup in you. You're not ashamed. You're not afraid. And that takes men like you in your country, in our country, to try to save what's left to our nations. Unfortunately, most of the men have become effeminate, and that's in the Bible, by the way, folks. I don't mean homosexual. I mean soft, womanish men who are afraid to stand. They're going to hell. Bible said so. I didn't write the book. It's in the book. But we have so many pastors behind the pulpit today that have no courage. They're well paid and cushy jobs, if you will. It's not really a calling to them. It's not something that they do because it's in their hearts to help the people. They do it because it's an easy way to make a living for them. And the truth counts stand against evil. But the churches that they pastor, brother, I'm afraid to say, enjoy to have it that way. If they didn't, they wouldn't attend those churches any longer.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They're cowards.
They are cowards. And I said that our little fellowship did not close down during COVID. We wrote a letter to the governor and told him we're not going to close down because he's not our boss. He's not our God. We're not going to obey him. We never heard anything from him, of course. I knew he wouldn't because there was a lot of it was still bluff. But the point of it is most churches shut down. And I tell people all the time, if your church shut down over COVID, get out of that church. If that church has not repented, the pastor repented publicly, get out of that church. Stay at home if you have to, home worship. It's better to be at home and worship God on your own, just you and your family. This is said on the brainwashing techniques of these ministers of Satan. That's just the way it is. Go ahead, brother. I don't mean to take over, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, they betrayed the people, they betrayed God, they betrayed the Word of God. And if you're still going to a church like that, well, I mean, shame on you because they betrayed everything that they stand for. I mean, they're hypocrites. They're talking about a God that heals the sick and lay hands on the sick and do not forsake the gathering of the saints, and yet they forsaked all of that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Now, are you having have to hire a lawyer yourself, or what's going on with lawyers?
Well, yes. So my friend will need a lawyer, and if they come and actually charge me, I will need a lawyer. So all of that does cost money. Unfortunately, but Rebel News is helping a little bit. But yes, it's a fight ahead of us.
Well, can people donate to the same source that they do for your daddy if they want to help?
Yes.
And I want to ask you to do this. I have the information, I think, already, but I want you to text it to me again. Have your daddy text me so I know it's here. I want to place it on our website and put it up, send out to our email list so people can maybe help out what they can. I promise you, I'll be sending something. It's not a fortune. I'm not a rich man, but I'll be sending something to you. You certainly earned it. A few dollars to maybe at least buy the lawyers a cup of coffee or something. I don't know, but we want to do what we can to help. We truly want to help. And please, Nathaniel, if I can do anything, if you need something got out on the radio, anything you may need, you let me know, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I wish I could do a lot more than that. I truly, truly do, but we got a border between us. And both the nations are sliding very quickly into hell. The moral backbone of both their countries has been destroyed. There's not much left to build on. If the foundation be destroyed, the Bible says, what can the righteous do? And the foundations are being destroyed every day.
Yeah, well, what you can do is don't let the same thing happen in America. I mean, what's happening in Canada is a good indication of where your country can be headed very, very soon. Because these little laws come into effect and they take away our constitutional rights little bit by bit. And if you allow it, if you give an inch, they'll take a mile, right? If you give a finger, they'll take your whole hand. And if you allow this to happen, well, then your country will fall like Canada has fallen. And don't kid yourself, Canada has fallen.
Hey, well, I don't want to discourage you. America is right behind you, and I'm praying we'll turn around. And, Brother Nathaniel, you're a young man, and I'm very honored to have you on the program tonight, and I mean that. I pray that everything goes the way it should go in the name of God, but His will be done, not ours. And you let us know what's going on. Keep in touch with us. And I'd love to talk to Rebel News personally. I may call you off there and give some information, if you don't mind, to you so they can contact me. But thank you so much for being here, and may I call you back in about 5 minutes?
Sure thing, yes. Thank you so much for having me.
God bless you, my friend. Folks, I don't want to say.
God bless.
I can't add anything to this. I can't add anything to it. This is what's happening in Canada, and it's happening in America also. It's going to get a whole lot worse because the churches as a whole either don't care or they don't know. But I can't imagine they don't know this. I can't imagine that anyone doesn't see what's happening if they have eyes to see at all. But we have a nation now full of basically cowards who are afraid to stand up because they might lose their stuff. They might lose their position in the community. And that, you know, preachers, well, I don't want to go to jail. People think I'm a crook. What do you think? How about Apostle Paul? How about that? Even Christ was arrested. As I preached last Wednesday, it's time to stand up and speak up. When you have transgender perverted scum telling they're going to buy guns to shoot Christians and conservatives, what are you going to do, sit back with your thumb and wait till it happens? Let your children pay for your damnable cowardice? Is that what you're going to do? Apparently a lot of you are. Apparently most of the nation is. Folks, we have nothing to lose as far as standing for the truth. We have everything to lose if we remain quiet. Everything. Including our children and grandchildren's future. And I'm asking again, as I mentioned tonight, as I hate to, we do need help financially here, folks. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I have no idea. Good sources are coming out saying that within a month or so, we're going to have a complete collapse of the dollar and maybe some banks. We're going to go to the CBDCs. I don't know what's going to happen or not. I'm not going to say, I don't put dates on things that it's not right. But yes, it's going to happen eventually. I don't know when. If we think we need to be here to sound the alarm, please help us. If not, then that's okay, too. Over 30 years in radio, I'll be 75 come September. Maybe it's time for me to step aside and let somebody else take over. I don't know. Our fathers will be done, but I don't see any youngins coming up to replace what I've been doing for over 30 years. There's some out there telling the truth. I know that, but they're very, very few. If you'll help us stay on the air, maybe by the grace of God we can do it. But I'm getting old and tired just trying to keep the budget up. I shouldn't have to do that all the time. It's kind of frustrating sometimes. And I know this for y'all, too, because you're having a tight time also. But we love you enough to stay on the air as best we can to tell the truth and share the truth. Again, I put the cry tonight. Anybody tonight that's living in a life, I don't care whether you're a druggie, I don't care, an alcoholic, a fornicator, a doctor, or a sexual pervert. Christ's blood can cleanse you from sin. You can be made a new creature in Christ. You can be born again. But don't wait too long, because he promised that if we quench the spirit long enough, we would turn over to a reprobate mind or conscience will become seared. And don't let bitterness and anger tie you up and tie you in pieces either. We cannot walk around in bitterness and hate. We stand for the truth because we hate evil. But that doesn't mean that we turn to hateful people that nobody can get along with, that we despise everybody and everything. That's not what Christians do. We stand for the truth and love. We stand for the truth and speak the truth because we love, not because we're full of hate. But I will tell you this right now. The other side is coming against us. Has been for a long time. Now it's going to start being physical, very physical. What are you going to do? Pretend like it isn't going to happen? Stick your head in the sand and hope your butt doesn't get kicked? You tell me. We love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.